most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Todd Alba Show.
They're eating the pets.
J.D. Vance has said on the air that he admitted it was all a lie. Pat Kreitlow, words have consequences.
Of course they do. When we're talking about the incendiary remarks about immigrants, we're not talking about the fact that it was Donald Trump and Donald Trump alone who killed the bipartisan border security and immigration reform bill.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes, this man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WMDX website at mad.radio.
Matters. I am here with the president of Wisconsin's AFL-CIO, Stephanie Bloomingdale. Hello again, Stephanie. We were talking about Trump's Project 2025 and what it means for labor if Trump wins and he implements his plan. What are the dangers of this 2025?
Well, the dangers are right there in front of us with this Project 2025. And if you haven't had a chance to read all 900 pages of this document, let me give you a few highlights for working people. Because, you know, if working people see what is the plan, then we're able to make these decisions. But this 2025 Project 2025 would make it easier for employers to get rid of workers' unions in the middle of our contracts. It would ban public employee unions altogether. It would allow states to ban labor unions. And one thing that people may not know about is that it could eliminate overtime protections. And for working people, overtime pay is very important to make sure that we have overtime pay. And it could also allow states not to follow the national minimum wage. In addition, it would eliminate the child labor rules that protect children from working in mines, meatpacking plants, and other dangerous workplaces.
Folks, so, if you study history, 2025, the Trump plan is to take working people back to the 1800s. I mean, this is treacherous stuff, right? I mean, dangerous stuff.
I mean, they really should call it Project 1825.
Yeah, I mean, no, it's, I mean, I just listened to that. I mean, you know, people, the 40-hour work week and overtime pay is a battle that was fought, you know, 100 years ago. And, you know, it should be automatic that you're working time and a half if you're working over 40. And, I mean, it's just that anybody would think that businesses have the right to go steal your money again. It's, anyway, think about it, folks. Think about it. Let me ask you this, Stephanie. If we look at labor at the state level, you know, we got new maps now, fairer maps, and there's a chance that we get rid of this gerrymandered, you know, right-wing Republican control of the state. How does that play out for labor at the state level?
Well, we've been in a battle in Wisconsin with labor at the state level for a long time, ever since, for a long time, but since 2010 and from our former governor, Scott Walker, who really stripped a lot of labor rights away. We have a chance to turn that around in Wisconsin right now. And because of the fair maps, like you talked about, because they were rigged before, now we have new fairer maps, working people have the chance to get representation, the majority of representation in the state assembly. This November, and in the state Senate in a couple of years. And the reason that we want to do that is because we want to make sure that working people's voices are heard in our state legislature. And the number one things that we want to do is to overturn Act 10,
absolutely,
which took away collective bargaining for public sector workers. We want to get rid of the so-called right to work law that Scott Walker put in place, and Robin Voss and all of his friends. And we also want to reinstate prevailing wages and also project labor agreements. Those are top on our list, but there's many more as well. But we really are on a path and a focused on reversing those rights that were taken away by Governor Scott Walker.
You know, you had mentioned that you had the convention up in La Crosse. The president, national president of the AFL-CIO, Liz Shuler, was there, right?
And we were very happy to have President Liz Shuler there with us in La Crosse. And she was really talking about the focus of the national AFL-CIO that she is leading to reinvigorate labor unions, to reinvigorate our goals in terms of making life better for working Americans. And she's doing an incredible job doing that by focusing us, especially in this election, by really understanding what is at stake and who we choose to be our next president of the United States.
You know, I thought it was a pretty big deal when, you know, you had the Secretary of Labor at the national level, Julie Sue, show up along with the president of the AFL-CIO. It seems to reflect that the world knows that Wisconsin is a major player in November at the national and the state level. Did Liz Shuler have anything like interesting to say, particularly in terms of the importance of labor and work here in Wisconsin?
Well, we know that and what she drove home with us is that our conversations with our union members about this election are absolutely critical. There is so much disinformation out there and noise going on that those conversations that we have, union member to union member or family member, are the ones that are heard most and are most impactful on people's decision at the ballot box. So we have our work cut out for it, and we are working tirelessly every day to make sure that union members know that Kamala Harris is on our side as union people and as workers.
We're down close to 30 days now, or getting there, 30 days from the election. What's the key thing for people that are interested in unions and working people to do?
To really think about who's on our side. I mean, Donald Trump, we know what he did when he was in office, and he gave huge tax cuts to the top 1%. That's what he did. So he gave away tax cuts to rich corporations and the richest amongst us. And we saw what Joe Biden and Kamala Harris did was really focus on working people and building a strong, robust middle class.
Folks, check it out. Check out what labor has to say. Think long and hard about who you're going to vote for. But register to vote if you're not registered. Get your neighbors to vote and vote. And folks, vote pro-union. Vote Harris. Vote Harris Walz all day long. This is your Paul Revere Show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky. In the center of the Iraqi capital of Baghdad, hundreds of demonstrators protesting Israel's killing of Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah in an airstrike. Israel is also preparing for a minor ground incursion into Lebanon, a U.S. official tells ABC News. And the U.S. State Department is now telling embassy officials and their families in Lebanon to leave the country. A massive cleanup effort is underway in the southeast. In the wake of Hurricane Helene, Larry Parker lives in Hudson, Florida.
We lost everything, every bit of furniture, clothing, pots and pans, food, refrigerators, washer, dryer. We lost everything.
The destruction also felt in Georgia, where we find ABC's Faith Abube.
The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has declared a public health emergency here in Georgia. The governor today will get to some of the hardest hit areas to survey the damage.
This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Bucky heads west. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Wisconsin Badgers take on USC today as UW tries to rebound from a loss to Alabama 2 weeks ago. Head coach Luke Fickell said he expects to start making big plays the rest of the season.
That's the thing that I think it's lost in the whole grand scheme of things, right? I mean, you know, that it's some special play that you call. No, it's called execution.
Kickoff today is at 2:30 p.m. You can stream the game on the free Civic Media app on WRJN, WRCE, WFHR, or WLAK, or listen on any of those stations live today. The Brewers, who are locked into the NL's third seed, defeated a potential playoff opponent, the New York Mets, 8-4 on Friday. The playoffs begin Tuesday for the Brewers in the wild card round. The Green Bay Packers play tomorrow against the Minnesota Vikings. Starting quarterback Jordan Love is listed as questionable for the game. He's missed two games with an MCL sprain. Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for sunshine and a high near 80 degrees. Clear tonight, lows around 52. Sunny with a high near 80 for Sunday. Sunday night, clear skies, low 50s. Mostly sunny and around 80 for Monday. Cooler on Tuesday with a high near 68.
Currently, 78 degrees.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Oaf for the big game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Happy birthday to the Overture Center for the Arts in Madison. 20 years ago, Overture opened to the public in part thanks to a $205 million donation from Jerry Fauci, a local philanthropist. It's still the single largest support for the arts in American history. Chief Artistic Experience Officer Tim Sowers has been there for almost all of it, including its growth to 7 state-of-the-art performance spaces.
I've been here 16 of the 20, and it's been really fun watching the organization and the center grow and, you know, getting top-notch talent every year. And it really brings artists from around the world to Madison and then all the local artists that we support.
Reinvesting in the infrastructure of the Overture is next, with the capital campaign about to get underway. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll be back from California and be catching up on the news as well as Wisconsin events. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hello, folks. This is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is your Paul Revere Show on Civic Media Radio Network, broadcasting across Wisconsin every Saturday at 3 p.m. We have been talking about moving Wisconsin forward. How do we keep it going ahead? And how perfect is it to have Daryl Morin, a forward Latino, to talk to us today? Hello, Daryl. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mark. How are you doing today?
You're here, so life is perfect. So, you know, tell me, Forward Latino, what's its mission? Daryl Morin, what's your role in it? And then we'll get into how that impacts 2024.
Well, wonderful. Well, first, thanks for having me here, Mark. Really appreciate it. Forward Latino was actually started back in 2019, so we're relatively a new organization. But I think you could say there's been a demand for what we do because we now have members and affiliates across 29 states across the country. And I could go into our long, detailed mission, but let me just tell you, it's about doing everything we can to help each and every American be able to achieve the American dream.
So that gives me the huge global mission. In Wisconsin, what is Forward Latino focused on?
Boy, we're doing everything right now from engaging in civic engagement, making sure that all Latinos are allowed to participate and have access to the polls and do so and are knowledgeable on all the issues. Sadly, every election cycle, we wind up spending a lot of time helping hate crime victims, sadly, because of the inflammatory rhetoric there seems to be around elections these past several cycles. We also do things like advocate and work on issues such as education reforms, access to healthcare, immigration policy, obviously, and the list goes on and on. And in fact, here in a couple of weeks, we're going to be holding the state's largest gun violence prevention event right here in downtown Milwaukee, where people are going to be coming in from all over the state to talk about gun violence and how it's impacting all of our communities. It's not just a Milwaukee thing. It's occurring in every county across the state. So we're going to be having a very serious discussion on that as well.
Yeah. If I recall correctly, the Attorney General, Josh Call, is going to be in attendance.
Yeah, Josh Call will be here, Attorney General Josh Call. There's going to be a couple of surprise guests who are not able to announce publicly. But we're also going to have another very special guest that we're flying in. It's a young lady who lost her fourth grade daughter, Lexi, at Robb Elementary in Uvalde, Texas. So, boy, I've heard her speak before, and it's just so compelling. And for any parent out there who has a child going to school, I think we can all empathize with that fear of turning on the TV and seeing, you know, that thing that you pray never happens happen.
So let's talk about the Latino vote is discussed often, but in Wisconsin, you know, the Latino vote is a diverse group, but numerically it is the group of residents, citizens, the numbers are just increasing, and they have a huge impact on Wisconsin's economy. How do you see those factors playing out when we talk about the issues that people face in November for this election?
Yeah. Well, I can tell you in the last statewide election, which was in 2022, we did civic engagement outreach to just under 70,000 eligible Latino voters here in the state, making sure they were aware of what photo ID was required to be able to vote, where their voting places were, clarifying things, and sometimes when needed in Spanish, et cetera, to get everybody out. And I can tell you unequivocally that if it wasn't for, the huge turnout of the Latino electorate, things wouldn't have been the way they were. And I can definitely tell you in the last presidential election where President Biden won by slightly more than 20,000 votes, had he not won such a large percentage of the Latino vote, he would not be president right now.
So what are the issues across the state that are really impacting where people and Latinos in particular are looking and picking who their candidate's going to be?
Well, I'll share this with you. First off, there's the Latino vote is a huge diverse block, right? And let me say Latino / Hispanic vote. And to clarify for folks, Latino is if you're a person who comes from a Latin American country, you're Hispanic if you come from a country that predominantly speaks Spanish. So my family's, lineage goes back to Mexico, so we're both Latino and Hispanic. So just to clarify a little bit there. But people often talk about us as a monolithic voting block, not the case. Depending on what your nation of origin is, what kind of government it had and how effective and how much equity was there in that country, really impacts, what your leanings are going to be like when you're here in the United States. Also makes a difference, are you first generation, second generation, or third generations, because your priorities begin to shift over that. But coming back to your original question, Mark, everybody always assumes immigration is the biggest issue. And I'll tell you that that's kind of like the table stakes for sitting at the poker table, right? You have to at least, we at least want people who acknowledge, the human decency and our contributions, et cetera, to get in the door. But the biggest issues today are by far and away the economy, access to quality healthcare and housing, and access to quality education. And then we start to fall back down into the immigration area. And I can tell you too, amongst our young people, climate change is absolutely huge. And let me also rank up there in the top three is crime / gun violence, just because we are so impacted by that. So yeah, there's a lot of issues here and people are clamoring to learn more from the candidates on those issues.
So as Forward Latino out there in the community on the issues, how do these issues get teed up? Is the Harris campaign, the Trump campaign. What are the comparisons?
So I'll share this. First off, since we're a 501c3, we're not allowed to endorse a candidate or a political party, et cetera. What we are able to do is take positions on different policies. For instance, back when the former president was in office and he had signed an executive action instructing border agents to separate children, sometimes infants in many cases, away from their parents. We were very strong in our condemnation and our policy and calling for reversal and dismissal. That was simply, I was down at the border. I saw it happen. It was simply gut-wrenching. And, you know, there's a misconception too amongst too many that Hispanics or Latinos, you know, want open borders. Not the case. Everybody understands the need to be able to secure our borders. But everybody also realizes we need to be able to do that in a humane way, et cetera, as well as make sure that we have the workforce flow that our economy needs if it's going to continue to prosper and grow. So I think you'll find that by and large throughout the Latino community, everybody understands the need to secure our borders, et cetera. But I think the big difference that we see and we hear from our constituency is the different approaches that are being taken by the suggested by the vice president, as well as what we've seen done by the previous president.
Did Forward Latino weigh in on this whole, you know, there was the bill in Congress that a coalition, Biden-Harris had put it forward to have immigration reform. Many, many Republican senators had joined it. Did Forward Latino have a position on that bill?
We did, and we were very clear in our conversations with the White House over this. We weren't fans of everything in the bill. That being said, we know that something needed to be done, and we were pleased that once again, this president, like he has so many times, was able to strike a compromise with Republican leadership. Sadly, right before it was to be voted on, the former president started making calls into leadership in Congress and promptly killed it. And not only was that frustrating from the perspective of, you know, here we know that there's challenges, you know, that we're seeing on the border. And here he's been scapegoating immigrants. He's been talking about this need to do something that he killed everything that he essentially had been asking for. But all this inflammatory rhetoric around it, you know, there was a debate, the first presidential debate between him and current President Joe Biden, where he started once again, just making out, and all, I'm just going to say it, lies, false statements, talking about how people are opening up their prisons and insane asylums and sending them to the United States. The next day, a gentleman, a neighbor to a Hispanic family in Crete, Nebraska, opened fire and shot every member of that family, right? And this is something that we are continuing to see with all this inflammatory rhetoric. That was heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. Luckily, none of them died. The man took his own life, so the police couldn't ascertain precisely why he did what he did. But they had written him up a number of times before for using a lot of terminology that the former president uses. So that, along with a lot of the anti-immigrant hate crime cases that we work on, just really makes it tough to stomach, you know, some of the things we hear.
You know, as you go around Wisconsin, and frankly, as you go around in the 29 states you're in, how widespread has this hate reaction and attack on Latinos, Hispanics, other folks of color? Have you seen an increase?
Oh, definitely. And so has the FBI. And you'll see it in the crime stats. And not only has it been against the Hispanic community, but you'll see it against the African-American community, the Jewish communities, the Asian populations, et cetera. And it's very concerning. You know, I hear in Milwaukee, I can only talk about the cases where we've been granted approval by the victims to talk about it. But I think everyone's familiar with the acid attack of Mayud Villas that happened right here in Milwaukee, right? United States citizen walking into a restaurant is told, is asked why he's invading the country and told to leave and had acid thrown in his face. Shortly thereafter, we were called into a case just outside of Des Moines, Iowa. 14-year-old girl walking to school, Natalia Miranda, right? A woman is in her SUV, stopped at a stoplight, sees her, punches on the steps on the gas, jumps the curb, and begins to pursue this girl who sees her coming and is trying to dodge her. And she keeps going and driving through front yards until she runs over this 14-year-old girl going to school. And the police asked her why she did that. She said, well, she's an illegal. I had to try to kill her. And once again, a United States citizen. So we are seeing these things play out time and time again all across the country. And no American, right, should have to deal with that. No American should fear having to speak maybe their first language right? Or receive death threats over such things. You know, when you stop to think of what our country really is supposed to stand for, it's definitely not that. It's about freedom. It's about freedom, not oppression, not racial discrimination, and not hate. And sadly, when we hear these things being said so publicly and with such a large microphone, it has an impact on people in the country.
No, I think your point on, I mean, it completely is a reversal of who we are as a people. And, you know, I grew up being taught that the Statue of Liberty, this is where we welcome the world. Look, my grandfather, great-grandfather, came from Denmark. They were immigrants, right? You know, and unless you were essentially a slave brought here, you were an immigrant if you weren't a Native American. And
exactly.
You know, it's like this irony. Daryl Morin, Forward Latino. We'll be back to talk more about what Forward Latino has to say in 2024. Folks, this is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is your Paul Revere Show here on Civic Media Radio Network, broadcasting across the state every Saturday at 3 p.m., folks. Forward, Wisconsin. Y por eso los grandes amores de muchos colores me gustan a mí. Y por eso los grandes amores de muchos colores me gustan a mí.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinee on Air.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar, something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hello, folks. This is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is your Paul Revere Show. I'm here with Daryl Morin of Forward Latino. We're talking about how Forward Latino is keeping this great state of Wisconsin moving forward. I mean, you know, I got to love that motto. So, Daryl, we have this major election coming up in November. We've talked about the importance of the Latino Hispanic vote, but we really haven't talked about the efforts. There's been a lot of suppression attempts. What can you tell us, you know, from around the country and in Wisconsin? What do you see happening on that issue?
Well, we're seeing tactics that were first used, 8 years ago, coming back all over again. We saw what happened when the photo ID law was put into place. And I'll never forget that. I was my first election after that was put in place, and I went to go vote. And there were two elderly gentlemen, United States veterans, who had mobility issues, who weren't allowed to vote that day. Because people said we needed to protect our elections, et cetera, even though there'd been you know, millions and millions of dollars spent to investigate all the supposed fraud, only to find out there was none. And here you had two men who risked their life serving their nation, and they weren't able to vote. And fast forward to today, it seems like the most popular thing to do is to challenge the citizenship of voters in trying to purge people off of the voter rolls. Because everyone understands, you know, like I said, the last presidential election here was won by just over 20,000 votes. So any skewing one way or the other can literally determine the outcome of the election. So we're seeing, well, actually, just today, the U.S. House and the U.S. Senate finally were able to pass a temporary spending bill that was held up because the former president was insisting that citizenship, proof of citizenship requirements be added to every voting role here in the United States. And so he was willing to hold up everything, once again, shut down our federal government in order to get that there. Yeah, but we've seen actions. Yeah.
I just want to touch on that and just talk about that a little bit. So you have to be a citizen to be registered to vote to begin with.
Correct.
So I voted for years and years and years in Wisconsin by just showing up down the street at my polling place with my neighbors who knew me, and I was registered. No one ever asked me for an ID ever. And for years and years and years, there was never any fraud, you know, of any significant numbers, right, on this issue. So we fast forward. Now you have to go. Now you got to pull out your ID. You know, we went through all the litigation in 2016 and 18, 20. I mean, that battle was waging for a long, long time. What it meant, you know. You had to have an ID, you know, federal courts intervene and said, okay, you can have a special ID. You can get it. So you could still register to vote that day. But we know everybody that's in the registered to vote is a citizen already. We all know that you have to be a citizen to vote. And then to talk about this as if we need to redo it or re-say it, to me it's the biggest lie out there, because it implies somehow that citizens, right, haven't been always just voting. And how is that playing out? I mean, because it creates such confusion out there.
And that's absolutely right. It does create confusion. And imagine showing up, and right now I can share with you, and this is well documented, there's nonprofits that are popping up, just literally inundating election officials with claims of voter irregularity. So they're being forced to literally go through thousands of folks to re-authenticate them, to use a term. But imagine showing up. I show up to a polling place, and my name has been removed or marked question. And the person tells me, okay, well, just show us proof of citizenship. Most people don't have easy access to proof of citizenship. And even if they did, how many people do you think are actually going to go home, get it, and come back? So, you know, we view this as just another voter suppression effort used to create confusion, used to create fear, quite honestly, as well, to drive people away from the polls. You know, when people are more willing to deny a lawful voter their right to vote, then risk an infinitesimal, small percentage of somebody who may be voting who shouldn't be. It just makes no sense. And the only logical conclusion one can come to is that it's being done to be able to give an advantage to one side over the other.
But I think, too, the point that you make, it's designed to harass and slow down the process. If you show up and you're a registered voter, your name is on the polls, that means you've already proved you were a citizen. To allow someone then, under the name of being an observer, to challenge that or make you redo it again, that is just obstructing the person's right to vote, because it just slows down the line, it intimidates people, and people hear about it and they get afraid. And the other thing is your neighbors, seniors that have historically just gone there to work at the polls are now harassed and threatened, and all under the guise of somehow looking for this fake thing.
The hypocrisy underneath this too is, you know, I wish the same legislators that have done this would have spent the same amount of time and energy trying to make sure that people would not try to become fake electors again, right? And essentially dismiss the people's earnest vote, legal vote in the state, so that they get the outcome they want.
Folks, Daryl Morin of Forward Latino, thank you so much, Daryl. Think about these issues. Think about how it impacts your life. Get your neighbors to register to vote. Go vote. Help people vote. Trust your neighbors, folks. We have to overcome this time of fear and darkness. This is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is the Paul Revere Show. Forward, always forward, Wisconsin. Thank you, Forward Latino.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky. In the center of the Iraqi capital of Baghdad, hundreds of demonstrators protesting Israel's killing of Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah in an airstrike. Israel is also preparing for a minor ground incursion into Lebanon, a U.S. official tells ABC News. And the U.S. State Department is now telling embassy officials and their families in Lebanon to leave the country. A massive cleanup effort is underway in the southeast. In the wake of Hurricane Helene, Larry Parker lives in Hudson, Florida.
We lost everything, every bit of furniture, clothing, pots and pans, food, refrigerators, washer, dryer. We lost everything.
The destruction also felt in Georgia, where we find ABC's Faith Abube.
The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has declared a public health emergency here in Georgia. The governor today will get to some of the hardest hit areas to survey the damage.
This is ABC News. The Republican candidate for North Carolina governor was taken to the hospital on Friday after suffering severe burns. ABC's Dave Packer reports.
His campaign says North Carolina Republican gubernatorial candidate Mark Robinson was treated at Northern Regional Hospital in Mount Airy for second-degree burns. He's said to be in good spirits, and his campaign's communications director says Robinson appreciates the well wishes he's received, and he's excited to return to the campaign trail. How Robinson was burned, not clear. The campaign hasn't said. Dave Packer, ABC News.
New Yorkers are reacting to Mayor Eric Adams entering a not guilty plea Friday in his 5-count criminal indictment, including this resident.
It sounds like he got bored. That's what it sounds like. And it sounds like, you know, he kind of sold us out.
Federal prosecutors accuse Adams of accepting more than $100,000 in improper benefits over nearly a decade, saying none were disclosed as required. Mike DeBusky, ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
The Second Amendment is designed to keep the power in this country with the people.
It's not the Second Amendment that preserves power in the people. It's elections, you moron. A dictator like Donald Trump that is a king and immune from prosecution, that is what erodes democracy. Kamala Harris and Uncle Tim Walz, they own guns. Nobody's coming for them. Chillax, Glenn. Get yourself some facts.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
The Todd Alba Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that Just a Bit Outside the Movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You gotta go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie.
Yeah.
Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation area and now Civic Media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our assembly speaker.
Popcorn King, yes, Robin Voss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the assembly speaker and Robin Voss is the minority leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came early.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
You get the kids' meal?
I do, yeah. It's enough to fill me up usually. And you get Scoopy tokens, so you can like...
Scoopy tokens?
Yeah, you know. You get the free ice cream coupon with it. And you get a Scoopy token that you can get a basketball or a frisbee or something like that.
You have to drag a kid along with you?
I am somebody's kid. If I
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump, on his Truthy Social platform, he wrote this, quote, "It was 3-on-1, but they were mentally challenged people against one person of extraordinary genius."
Real man of genius.
Here's to you, Orange Man. Losing by a whisker, then saying you won.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It is National Monte Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches. It's like bell bottoms. You just haven't heard about it in like 40 years. But it got me thinking. What's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first. The Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Yeah. And I'll tell you why. Because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have the brat packed with tons more taste than a Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The back seat. Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
The Second Amendment is designed to keep the power in this country with the people.
It's not the Second Amendment that preserves power in the people. It's elections, you moron. A dictator like Donald Trump that is a king and immune from prosecution, that is what erodes democracy. Kamala Harris and Uncle Tim Walz, they own guns. Nobody's coming for them. Chillax, Glenn. Get yourself some facts.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
They're eating the pets.
J.D. Vance has said on the air that he admitted it was all a lie. Packed right, load. Words have consequences.
Of course they do. When we're talking about the incendiary remarks about immigrants, we're not talking about the fact that it was Donald Trump and Donald Trump alone who killed the bipartisan border security and immigration reform bill.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation area and now Civic Media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our assembly speaker.
Popcorn King, yes, Robin Voss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the assembly speaker and Robin Voss is the minority leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came early.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Todd Alba Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that Just a Bit Outside the Movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You gotta go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie. Yeah. Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy